New York State lawmakers and Governor Andrew Cuomo are due back in the Capitol today. They've been on a two-week break after they passed a budget that contained items like free public college tuition for some middle-class students and an expansion of ride-hailing services. Karen DeWitt reports on what lawmakers still need to do before adjourning in June.
Ethics reform was left out of the budget because the governor says the political will was not there. Nine former associates of Cuomo, including his former closest aide, face federal corruption charges of bribery and bid rigging in connection with the governor's signature economic development projects. John Caney with the reform group Reinvent Albany says lawmakers need to make economic development contracts more transparent to avoid potential corruption in the future.
Something very, very big happened, which was $800 million in public contracts were rigged. And it was front page news, and there are big trials coming up in the fall. And Albany has done nothing to fix the problems that were revealed by that.
Karen Scharf with the reform group Citizen Action says Cuomo and lawmakers also need to act this spring to modernize voting requirements and make it easier to vote through early voting and automatic voter registration, two things the state does not have.
We have a broken democracy where people in New York don't vote. We need to do something about it before we go through another election cycle. They need to come back and make voting easier.
Business groups are also seeking more action from Cuomo and lawmakers. The state's business council will make a push in early May for upgrades to energy infrastructure and to win swifter approval of energy pipelines. Others say the governor and legislature need to do more to respond to potential actions by President Trump and the Republican Congress, which could lead to deep funding cuts and loss of immigrant rights. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.